Sports Talk Chicago with Joey Christopoulos is brought to you by...
Injured in an accident? That's no game. But you can bet those insurance companies are going to play dirty to keep that cash from you. What you need is a most valuable player on your team. MVP Injury Law has been bringing home the gold for their clients for over 30 years. No win, no fee. MVPinjurylaw.com. We'll get you the gold.
312-883-9500 MVP.
MVPinjurylaw.com. We'll get you the gold.
Welcome to Sports Talk Chicago. And now, with your host, Joey Christopoulos.
Hello, everyone. Sports Talk Chicago here with Joey Christopoulos. Just doing a quick little hit here. I just want to talk really fast about Will Venable being named the next manager of the Chicago White Sox. You're not going to get a lot of deep thoughts here from me. On its first blush, I like the hire. There's a lot of good things that if you track throughout the history of his career, you can say to yourself, wow, this guy seems like a really solid person and might be a really solid hire as the next manager for the White Sox. A couple of things come to mind. One, obviously two-way player growing up. We're all talking about the basketball. We're all talking about the baseball. He was trying to choose between that at Princeton. The dude is a competitor. Obviously, he worked his way up through the minor leagues to find himself and carve out a role in the major leagues for several years. But the one that I think that is really important is when we were complaining about Pedro Grifol, or we've complained about general manager Chris Getz in the past about some of the moves he's made, it just seemed really in-house, and he had this inner circle that he would only go out and try and target. Cough, cough, the Kansas City Royals organization. So what's nice about Will Venable is, at least on his resume, he's worked with some people that I don't think anyone can argue deserve a lot of respect. The first one, obviously, is he was hired as a special assistant by Theo Epstein and worked in the Chicago Cubs organization in 2017. No, he was not part of the World Series, but anyone that works with Theo Epstein, you got to pay attention a little bit. He also was the first base coach for Joe Maddon, moved to third base coach for a couple of years, so he's worked around Joe Maddon. That's great stuff. The next one, a little bit murkier, but you can't deny that the dude had talent. We can go back and forth on sign stealing and whether or not Alex Cora deserved to be suspended or how far along he cheated, but he did work underneath the tutelage of Alex Cora, a couple of winning seasons with the Boston Red Sox, and then most recently he's been associate manager with Bruce Bochy, a guy that I think a lot of White Sox fans wanted to hire a couple of years ago. Instead, they hired Tony La Russa. So these are all guys that have great pedigrees, and you would like to think he's been surrounded in situations that would provide him for success. Now, how is he going to do? I don't know. And here's the thing, White Sox fans, this is all I have to say, is we're going to talk ourselves into a lot with this guy. They're already saying it right now that he's going to bring accountability. You know what? That's what they said about Pedro Grifol. It's irrelevant right now. The only thing is, I think what we want to do is try and set standards and expectations for what we would like to see from Will Venable instead of reading and thinking what he's going to naturally bring to the table. Because they're not going to win a lot of games next year. So the one thing that I want from Will Venable next year is honesty. I get it. Protect your players. There's a lot of young guys on the roster. But you have to offer up some more transparency, some more honesty about where the organization is, where it's heading, and where it wants to go. And maybe provide White Sox fans a little bit of a clearer path of what some of the markers are for the incremental progression towards success for the White Sox over the next couple of years. Pedro Grifol made that mistake. And Chris Getz also did too as well. They brought in a lot of guys with more baseball intelligence. We're drilling fundamentals this year. And then they come out, fall flat on their face, and become one of the most embarrassing teams, if not the most embarrassing team in MLB history. So Will Venable, I don't have much for you. I don't have a ton of analysis. But what we want from him is just be passionate, be honest. We know you're going to support the players. We know you're probably going to be learning on the job a little bit. You're going to make a couple of mistakes. If you make a mistake, own up to it. That's all we really ask for right now. And I think you will engender a lot of trust and slowly build some enthusiasm with White Sox fans as the years go on. And hopefully they get a little bit closer to a winner. It's tough. I'm not going to be grading Will Venable on wins and losses. Now, granted, if he takes this team up to 60, 65, 70 wins next year, I think we can give him a lot of credit. And still, that's a team that's going to be at least 20 or 30 games under 500. But good gravy, it's not a team that loses 120. So I'm not going to sit here and say this is a great hire, a good hire, a bad hire. Nobody knows, and honestly, nobody should care. He's in place right now. We do not know if he's going to be the manager, even when the White Sox are good again. He's the manager right now, and he's going to be tasked with a very, very challenging job. So just be honest, man. I promise you, White Sox fans will appreciate the authenticity. If you're honest and transparent with us as we go through probably another really tough season, I think somewhere along the way, we'll get behind you and try and support you, Will Venable. But those are my thoughts on that. We'll see what happens there. I think it's honestly a positive hire. There was a lot of people that were after him. I think Miami was also after him for the managerial spot. So good for the White Sox for locking that part down. But, I mean, he's an unknown, you know, and I'm not going to sit here and say he's going to be the one that's going to turn this thing around, or he's the one that's going to finally put a fire under the organization, or he's going to make Brian Ramos an all-star. It just doesn't work like that. So good for Will Venable. We wish you well here in Chicago because, buddy, you yourself have a tough road ahead.
Injured in an accident? That's no game. But you can bet those insurance companies are going to play dirty to keep that cash from you. What you need is a most valuable player on your team. MVP Injury Law has been bringing home the gold for their clients for over 30 years. No win, no fee. MVPinjurylaw.com. We'll get you the gold.
312-883-9500 MVP.
MVPinjurylaw.com. We'll get you the gold.